It's Ian Ryan with the pre-match warm-up. Aston Villa for the Reds this weekend at Anfield. They've got Phil Blundell, Pete Bulster and Neil Atkinson with me. Tom Farhey to come a little bit later in the show. But Pete, I'll start with you first. Let's have it right. When Liverpool take to the pitch, there's always pressure. There's pressure to perform. There's pressure to win football matches. But I would say, given recent results, that pressure cooker's maybe just been taken up another notch or two.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that in the last few weeks it's been a little bit pessimistic from ourselves, hasn't it, as the fan base, whether we can go and retain that league title or not. And predominantly the fan base would say that we're not. But I think the team selection this week would indicate maybe something inside that camp, the Liverpool camp, Arne Slot, his coaching team, and essentially the players that are thinking that maybe we're not going to give that up just yet, because whatever crisis meeting may have happened or may have not happened this week, it's like, let's have a go. Because I think there was a moment in the 21-22 season, wasn't there? We were about 8 points behind at Christmas, and what we went on, and we went on a big winning run. Just the core of those players still in that club, Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk, some real, real top experienced footballers that I think we can beat Aston Villa on Saturday night. We can go on a little bit of a run, go and beat City away, and all of a sudden the mood's completely changed. It doesn't feel like that right now, but I think that's why the mindset might be at this week.
Phil, 48 hours on since the Palace game, you were pretty strong with your stance in terms of what Liverpool should do on the night. I'm guessing you've definitely not changed that stance. You've spent the last couple of days arguing with people on the internet for a change. I can't imagine you've changed your stance. I can't imagine the manager has changed his. Still feels like the right decision for you?
Yeah, it does as far as I'm concerned. I think the problem for me was that that's the team he would have picked if we were winning. And once you start making decisions that change because you're losing games of football, you're sort of writing your own death warrant in some ways, in terms of going, look, I'm changing how I feel about this thing. Like, Arne Slot's got to manage these footballers through a season. Like, if Liverpool get to the League Cup semi-final, finish 9th to 24th in the Champions League, get to the FA Cup fifth round, I think the next free week is in April.